uncle was really sick for a while. He had cancer, and it was a type of thing where our other family members kind of didn't let us know how sick he was until the very end, so we really didn't know. And then I would always kind of say, oh, well, I'm going to go visit him tomorrow. I'll visit him next week. And then one day I received a call from my mom just letting me know that he passed. So I unfortunately never got the chance to go and say bye because I knew that he was going to pass soon, but just couldn't bring myself to go see him. And then so a week goes past, we have the funeral and the wake. And then all of a sudden I'm coming back from the gym and I walk into my house that's separate from my parents' house with my sister. And I get this overwhelming smell of cigars. Now, my uncle smoked cigars like people smoke cigarettes. So he smoked a cigar constantly. And it didn't make any sense to me because I don't smoke. My boyfriend doesn't smoke. So there's zero reason that our house should smell like a cigar. But I kind of just brushed it off as, I don't know, maybe the smell was drifting in from somewhere else because I didn't really know where it could have possibly come from. So then a few days later, I go to my parents' house. And my sister looks at me and goes, did you get a message from Uncle Dennis? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, on Facebook. Now, I don't have Facebook, so I was like, no, why? She received, after he had passed, a message on Facebook, and all it says was, hey, how are you doing? And she said she freaked out. She didn't know what to say, so she just responded, I'm okay, how are you? And never got a message back. But at that moment when she told me that she received the message, I knew that the cigar smell was him coming back to say goodbye, and it just put my mind at ease, and from that moment on, I kind of made peace with myself with the fact that I never got to see him, because that, to me, was our final goodbye.
If you had to take the good like that, along with the bad, to be able to experience and hear from the other side, would you? Would you be okay with being able to get those closures, those final goodbyes? But in order to do that, you may also have to experience some not so great things coming from the other side too. Things that are not family members coming to say, I'm okay, I hope you're okay, it'll all work out. Is that an even trade-off? Today on Real Ghost Stories Online EPP bonus episode, we are going to hear some stories about that. It's somewhere the individuals are struggling with this very idea of being able to turn this ability on or off, wondering if they even can, hearing that they can, trying to discover if this is something that can be done, and examining, well, yeah, there's some bad that comes along with this, but sometimes there's some good, too, that seems to come along with being that sensitive to the other side. A lot of times, just being able to get that message from a loved one is, you know, completely worth it. I suppose it all comes down to just how far does the pendulum swing in the other direction as well. Got some great ghost stories for you today. We'll also ask the question, does knowing who a ghost is, who's haunting a location, does knowing the identity make things better? One family struggles to find the identity of exactly who is haunting their home. Also, a secluded family cabin, it's anything but relaxing when it's shared with the undead. Those stories and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 274. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. To see ghosts, to see essentially the dead, is something that you better think long and hard about when you meet the wizard in the woods that says, would you like to see ghosts? Give it a thought. if you ever happen to be in that situation. Unfortunately, that's not exactly how it usually happens. Quite often, it's something that is either there or maybe is realized later in life. This weird sensitivity, the sensitivity that you think may be normal, and then you suddenly start comparing notes with others and you go, oh my gosh, you mean you don't see that too or feel that way or hear that? Once you realize that you have this ability or this gift, as some may call it, some have the belief that it can be turned on or turned off. If you could turn it off, would you? Even though at times it can be very good, good in the way of seeing a loved one right after they passed, truly catching their goodbye message, their message that they're okay on the other side. But also at times you're going to pick up on things that aren't just loved ones passing. It's other things, other people, sometimes negative things that want to be heard, want to be seen. Is it worth going through those difficult situations with the darker entities to have the good situations with the good entities that have passed on? Is it worth it? Would you rather? I guess is the question. In our next story, we hear from someone who is realizing the ability that they have. They even got some confirmation about this ability that they have. And they're kind of struggling with that very, very realization, that very dilemma of, you know, if I can turn this off, do I really want to? Take a listen. I saw it a week ago before I went to sleep. It was creepy. My boyfriend wasn't over that night, so usually when he's not over, I closed and locked my bedroom door and turned off the light. As soon as it got dark, I looked down by my left foot and I saw what looked like a mix between a dog and a small black dragon. It was the size of my bulldog body-wise, but it had long legs with bent elbows and pointy things on its head with gnarling yellow eyes. And it was crouching down. I quickly turned on the lights and started singing and praying again. I slept with the lights on that whole week. The following day, I started smelling what smelled like burnt hair in my hallway outside my room. I told one of my friends reluctantly because I didn't want her to think I'd completely lost it, but I knew she's had her own experiences. So I told her anyway. She believed me. She then recommended I talk to a medium lady she had just gotten in contact with, oddly, that same day. I spoke to this lady a few days ago over the phone. I'd never spoken to a medium, so I didn't know what to expect. She didn't completely get everything right, but she got a few things right. She mentioned that there's a hellhound in my apartment, along with two shadow people. That they followed me from the cemetery because they saw me with a bright light, and they feed off my energy. She said to be careful around those places because a lot of bad people tend to linger after they die, and for whatever reason, they become evil and feed off people's energies. But that my grandmother, who passed away a few years ago, has been fighting them off. I don't know how much I believe that. I probably should consider all the shit I've been through, but she gave me a lot of advice to keep strong in my faith and burn incense along with singing and praying. While I was talking to her, she said she'd be summoning help for me. I wasn't buying it, but then as she was praying through the phone while I was sitting in the kitchen during the day, mind you, it looked like someone turned on the lights. I looked outside to see if maybe it was cloudy, and it wasn't. LA had been going through a heat wave, and just like everyone says, when they cleansed their house, the house just felt lighter, even more, after the prayer. I've been doing what she suggested, and things seem to have cooled down quite a bit, even though I've been super stressed from work and all these volunteer projects I've been involved with, so maybe it did work. My dogs have been looking less nervous, too. I really believe whatever came home with me was messing with them, as one of my dogs wouldn't go hang out with me in my room or follow me past the hallway for the last few months and was acting more nervous and scared than usual. He even got sick for a few months and is doing a lot better now. Interestingly, he'd wag his tail every time he'd see me singing and praying. He's usually indifferent about my cleaning, so I thought it was interesting. The lady medium told me the gift of being able to see the dead is a gift that all who have it can choose to have or not, and that these spirits usually linger because they need help. I don't think I'm brave or strong enough to help anyone yet, but she suggested I pray to the angels and encourage them to go into the light. They see the other side. I've been able to see those who have passed clearly in dreams and sometimes lingering around the house soon after they die, and it's given me comfort. Once I saw my ex's mom wandering around the kitchen the day after she passed. I felt her standing beside me as I was sitting in front of the computer. I glanced at my left shoulder and saw her shoes and pants as they disappeared. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear the full thing, become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories. It is only $5 a month to be an extra podcast person, or EPP, as we affectionately call it. Get access to all the bonus material, brand new bonus episodes every single week, advanced episodes. You get all those too, all commercial free, and you get the satisfaction of keeping the show on the air. Without your support, we would not exist. So please do check that out and help support the program. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.